Warriors sound in North Carolina, and with the Warriors landing in Charlotte on Sunday evening, the team heading straight to Davidson College and the practice facility at the home of where Stephen Curry played in college as we listen into the latest after practice with Coach Kerr.
How's Draymond feeling?
He's good. Yeah, he's out there. He took part in all of practice, and I just asked him, how should we list you? He said, probable. So, unfortunately, didn't compete last night. Simple as that. Watching the tape, we just didn't compete. We didn't get back in transition defensively. Didn't rebound. Didn't chase after loose balls. Didn't play with any sort of urgency. And so all of our guys are big-time competitors. Just happens every once in a while in an NBA season where you get off track a little bit. The mark of any good team is how you respond. You know, do you go into a tailspin or do you bounce back? Our team has always bounced back, so I have no doubt the effort will be much better tomorrow.
Dean's practice, he called it a horrible practice the day before the Houston game. What was bad about that practice?
Everything. We watched film, and then we basically kind of walked through some things on the floor. And it was just the focus and the attention weren't there. I didn't feel like I did a very good job of presenting what I wanted to present. We had a glitch on the film. Like, there was all kinds of stuff that went wrong. And in hindsight, you know, we probably should have actually gotten onto the court more and done a little more work, given that we had just come off the All-Star break. So that was a poor decision on my part, but much better practice tonight, and we move on.
Do you think DeMarcus is still just kind of getting a rhythm with the guys, or what do you kind of attribute?
Yeah, he's only been here 5 weeks in terms of playing with the guys, and you know, this is a team that's been together for years, and as I've said many times, it's harder to fit in a guy like DeMarcus than it is, you know, a guy who's a standstill three-point shooter. Because you know, he's a guy who can command the defense's attention. You can throw him the ball in the post. You can shoot threes. You can do a lot of different things. So we got to figure out, you know, how to get him more comfortable, and then he's just got to get more comfortable with the group and then in rhythm. I mean, he's been out for a year, so I have no doubt it's going to come.
You're trying to self-assess and self-correct. Is it hard to find a character?
I think just course of 82, inevitably you're going to just have some games where guys let down, and it's physically and emotionally pretty taxing to play an NBA season, and particularly when you've played you know, the full 9 months for four straight years. So you know, I'm aware of that. I'm not going to you know, drive these guys nuts with old school mentality, but it's fair to us to assess that and to recognize that, and then it's fair to ask the team to get back out there competing and playing hard, and that's the plan.
And we also heard from Stephen Curry back here at his alma mater.
Besides the All-Star game this year, I only get one opportunity to play here and have my dad call it a game and all that type of stuff, so it's pretty cool. Nice to be healthy, able to play. And obviously, the context of where we are in the season, these really important games for us to continue to try to get better and rectify what happened last night, so it's good.
Do you feel like you guys have hit that level much this year yet? That extra gear you keep referencing and you guys keep talking about?
Usually when we're down like 15 or 17, you see it. So we got to avoid getting in those situations. But, yeah, I mean, talented teams all throughout the league, and they want to beat us. And we have to understand that, you know, us showing up the way we did last night, it's not going to cut it. So we got to collectively, top to bottom, figure it out.
What do you expect tomorrow from the Hornets?
I mean, I haven't paid much attention. Sorry, Pops. so just do some film study tomorrow, but you know, the way Kemba's playing, Jeremy Lamb making another stride. You know, some young guys, you know, Miles is contributing, but in terms of just focus on what we need to do, what we need to accomplish, how defensively, our energy, all that type of stuff, that's the goal for tomorrow. And then enjoy the atmosphere.
Steph, as competitive as you guys are, like, you guys often talk about how DeMarcus's return kind of added some extra things with the integration process. Are there other things that can help, like, add the game within the game moving forward?
Nights like last night where we get smacked in the face and got to bounce back. I think when we were starting the run, we always said we didn't lose two in a row, and we have this year, and the context is different, but our resiliency and the ability to self-correct has been one of the true catalysts for our success. So tomorrow's an opportunity for us to do that.
Warriors and Hornets coming up on Monday night at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.